This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. More than a dozen Mid-Missourians participated in the Boston Marathon Monday and were there when the explosions occurred. KBIA's Russell Chapin has more.
Mike Tripp is one of the 16 Columbia Marathon runners.
I think we were about three blocks from the finish, and so we heard it. It was very loud, and it didn't sound like something minor, but we finally jumped on a cab, and that's when we found out that there'd been a blast at the finish line. They had immediately stopped the race and diverted everyone from Boylston.
After the explosions, at least three people are dead, and more than 170 are listed as injured by the Boston police. Russell Chapin, KBIA News.
Republican lawmakers in Missouri continue to hammer Governor Jay Nixon over the scanning of source documents for conceal and carry weapons endorsements, though Nixon now has ordered the Department of Revenue to stop scanning them. Marshall Griffin has details.
GOP Senator Kurt Schaefer is unhappy that DOR will continue to scan documents for driver's license applicants. Nixon, meanwhile, says GOP lawmakers are using the controversy to divert attention away from Medicaid expansion. He also got frustrated with reporters at the Medicaid rally for asking whether his administration violated the law regarding the scanning of documents.
But to be pulled away for a few questions so that they can divert the attention of the public from what needs to get done over the next 5 weeks, it's time folks had got back to work here.
Meanwhile, Schaefer says he'll continue to block the Motor Vehicles Division's budget until he gets answers. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
About 500 educators, disability advocates, and researchers are in Columbia this week for the 2013 Power Up Assistive Technology Conference. The annual conference explores ways assistive technology can help people with disabilities. KBI's Michael Loesch has this.
The Power Up Conference is hosted by Missouri Assistive Technology, a state program which began under a federal grant project in 1992. The first conference was held in 1997 and today features more than 62 speakers who provide insight into the latest technology. Marty Exline is the director of Missouri Assistive Technology. He says there are a number of ways that technology can help those with various disabilities.
It could be anything from communication devices for somebody that has some type of speech impairment. Could be hearing devices for somebody with a hearing impairment. Adapted computer software for somebody who can't see a typical computer screen.
Xline says assistive technology rapidly expanded with devices like the iPhone, iPad, and iPod, where there are hundreds of applications specifically designed for people with disabilities. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.
A private fundraising effort to honor a deceased local activist aims to help the City of Columbia improve one of its parks. Members of the Welliver Memorial Project are raising money to enhance Stevens Lake Park in honor of Christy Welliver. Welliver was an advocate for people with disabilities in Columbia. The city's parks planner, Matt Boehner, says the city had plans to improve Stevens Lake Park for quite a while, but funding hadn't been available. The fundraising group reported that it had raised more than $16,000, exceeding its initial goal. Fundraising will continue through the end of this month. Missouri Senator Kurt Schaefer says the Department of Revenue has continued to withhold information from his legislative committee about the list of conceal and carry weapons holders that the agency compiled for the federal government. Schaefer told reporters yesterday that they found an email that states the request was made jointly by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, as well as the Social Security Administration. He says Department of Revenue officials knew the ATF was included in the request, but chose not to disclose that fact to his committee.
Who is the gatekeeper of Missourians' private information? It's apparent in this administration, no one is the gatekeeper. And not only are they negligent in being the gatekeeper, they are affirmatively producing these lists and providing them to outside entities in direct violation of state law.
Yesterday, Governor Nixon, a Democrat, accused Republican lawmakers of using the controversy to divert attention away from the need to expand Medicaid. Schaefer fired back, saying that Nixon grossly misunderstands the concerns of the public if he thinks the release of the state's conceal and carry list to the federal government is a minor issue. A crowd estimated at more than 1,000 crammed into the rotunda of the Missouri Capitol yesterday to hear Governor Jay Nixon call for expanding Medicaid to an additional 300,000 residents, 260,000 of them by next year. He told the crowd that the people he wants to add are those with low-paying jobs that don't include health coverage. He also chided Republican lawmakers for opposing expansion while enjoying a generous health care plan that's paid for by the state.
If tomorrow they came down with the flu, broken ankle or noticed a lump where there shouldn't be one. They could walk into a doctor's office or a clinic and take a card out of their wallet or their pocket. They'd slide that card across the front desk. The clerk would smile and write down the numbers, and they would get the care they needed.
Nixon also told the audience that the federal government would pay 100% of the cost of Medicaid expansion for the first 3 years, and that 24,000 new jobs would be created as well. Republican leaders maintain that expansion should not take place without needed reforms and cast doubt on whether the federal government can maintain its end of the bargain. The Community Health Center of Central Missouri is set to provide dental services at a new clinic in Callaway County next month. The clinic is one of four of the organization's branches and will be located in Fulton. The center's CEO, Don Holloman, says the clinic will reduce the heavy need of dental services in the area.
One of the greatest issues with our uninsured population is access to care.
Construction of the Fulton branch began last year after the Community Health Center of Central Missouri received a $175,000 federal grant. Holloman says the clinic is expected to open May 1st. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.